Proverbs 11:20 says, "They that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are His delight." I once dealt with a lady who could never experience the joy of her salvation because she had come to the misunderstanding that since she had wrong and even sinful thoughts from time to time, she had a froward heart and thought she was an abomination to the Lord. She had heard that kind of preaching in a holiness type of church as a young lady. I actually struggled with that same issue the first couple of years that I was a Christian. I'd have sinful thoughts and then doubt whether or not I was saved. And I think a lot of people go through that. I misunderstood the terms of my salvation and thought I had to do something to stay saved. And I also misunderstood the difference between temptation and sin. So I was able to draw on my own struggle and discuss this matter with others, including the lady that I'm referring to. And maybe you've struggled with this issue, and I think most people would say they have. But back to the lady I dealt with, she had an extremely low view of herself. It's one thing to recognize that we are sinners, and that even after we are saved and become a child of God, we're not sinless, and we always need to guard our hearts against temptation. But this lady thought she was an abomination to the Lord. She had believed the gospel, been baptized by immersion. She attended church faithfully. She gave of her time and energy and money to support the Lord's work, and even witnessed to others, gave out gospel tracts and everything. She was one of the nicest ladies you'd ever meet, but she felt like a bitter disappointment to our Heavenly Father because she misunderstood this proverb and other biblical texts like it. And that is why sound doctrine is so important. That's why it's so important that you listen to a good Bible teacher and turn off the nutty pulpiteers that just rant and rave, like the ones she listened to as a young lady, instead of simply teaching the Bible with care and accuracy. The old saying is, you are what you eat. Well, that's true. And when you feed on spiritual poison, you will become poisoned. So I took time to explain to this lady that temptation and those intrusive thoughts and feelings are not sin. Even Jesus was tempted, but he didn't sin. As Hebrews 4:15 tells us, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Jesus is God, and he came to earth as a man. To be tempted is human. But only Jesus faced temptation flawlessly and did not sin. The rest of us, to one degree or other, fall at times. But that's not who this proverb is speaking of when it says that they that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord. To be froward is defined as perverse, that is, turning from with repugnance of mind, not willing to yield or comply with what is required. The froward heart doesn't just have wrong and sinful thoughts to contend with. To be froward is to be given over to sinful desires. Not as temptations, but because that is what you want. The froward heart is turned from the things of God and given over to the things of the flesh and of this world and of sin. I explained those things to this lady, and I'm glad to report that she experienced a real breakthrough and a sense of joy and liberty once she was able to make that difference in her understanding between temptation and willful sin. But it took her a little while. But then she not only realized that she is not an abomination to the Lord, but she is a saved, forgiven, adopted, loved child of God. But like all of us, she's waiting to put on that glorified body and receive the glorified mind and heart in a place that Jesus has gone to prepare for us, where there will be no more sin, no more struggle with a sinful nature, no more consequences of the fall. There's much more to be said on what we've been discussing, but start by understanding this. Being tempted is not a sin, but turning to temptation and giving yourself over, that is a froward heart. And that is an abomination to the Lord. But those of us who are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, our sins have been judged on the cross. Guard your heart, resist temptation, and understand who you are in Christ.